special Scotland edition. We are in Edinburgh for the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. We have an amazing musical director today, Adrian Pellerin, who's been playing shows for us this month. Guys, are we having a wonderful time in Scotland?
Yes.
Wonderful times.
We are doing Baby Wants Candy every day. I mean, we'll put this out, too, before the Fringe is over. So please come see us at Assembly George Square Studio 1 every day at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Might as well plug Thrones, the musical parody, as well.
Yeah.
At 10:30 every night at the theater.
At George Square Theater.
At George Square.
Not just as opposed to just go to the theater. Walk into Edinburgh and be like, point me to the theater. Yeah. You'll be able to see it.
Let's all say our names as we talk.
Okay.
Because people can't like, for example, my voice and your voice sound exactly the
same.
Oh
my gosh. Ashley, I'm Ashley. And my voice.
I'm Ashley. Doesn't that sound exactly the same?
You just made it real confusing for everyone.
And we're all like Fringe veterans, I would say.
Yeah.
How many Fringes have you guys all done? I'm Erica talking, and I've done 4 Fringes.
This is Ashley Ward talking. This is Nathan, and this is my 5th.
This is my 6th.
This said is, Ashley Ward. This
is, said Ashley Ward.
Please say your name every time you say it.
Also, I think my voice will be easy to discern.
And when we do the improv, please say your real voice, real name, before and after
name.
Every improv. Yeah, and your character name.
And stage directions.
Yes. This is my 7th in a row.
Ooh. Yeah, mine is. It's not my 6th in a row. I've taken years off.
Al, how many is this for you?
This is Al. I think it's my 13th, I think.
How
I'm
going
to get
bear
it right. I was here at the first one that we went to, and then we went to, actually, maybe it's not, maybe it's like maybe 11th or 12th.
The first one was what year?
Oh, years ago, 1998.
And that's when you got the Scotsman review.
No, we had to.
The one we're still using.
I wish it was. That was actually about a couple years later. Yeah. No, we had to really fight. No, they didn't take improv very seriously, and it was really hard to get them to come to a Baby Wants Candy show, so we would not get reviewed. And finally, in 2001, somebody who the reviewer from The Scotsman really liked in a different show said, "You should check out Baby Wants Candy. You think you'd really like them?" And she came to see the show.
Kate Copstick.
Kate Copstick, and became a big fan of Baby Wants Candy.
Glowing review.
Yeah, I wrote a very glowing review.
What venue were you in the first year, in 98?
We were in a venue called 123, and then it became Rocket Venues. For those of you that don't know the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, everything in the city gets turned into a venue.
Toilets.
Literally. Yeah, like
convenience
a toilet.
Stores.
Yeah, like Chris, I think you saw like a show recently in a shipping container that was like a plane thing.
I mean, that's what they told me. They put me in a shipping container for 30 minutes.
There was no show. And
I paid £7 for that.
Yeah.
There was one last year that was just in a car.
Yes, Chris went to the one in
I
the
went
car
to that one
2 years
that
ago.
Year, yeah.
Yeah.
And was it? Oh, I've been telling production team people about this, Chris, but wasn't there a show where there was only one ticket sold and you went into a hotel room and a man bathed you?
Yes, that was our first year, the milk bath.
Did anyone go to that?
No, but
Paul
Willers, bless his heart, he was on our production team and he was so game to go to it. It was just such a crazy experience.
I don't think he went though.
He
did
didn't he? Because he couldn't. Oh, I think it was sold out
it
at the time.
Out.
It was sold
it was
out.
Just like some,
I would hope it was sold out.
Some man bathed you in milk.
In milk, and then wrapped you in towels, and then I think was like gently caressed you. Nothing weird about
that. Can you imagine if you asked for comps for that show?
Yeah.
It wasn't really a show. It was just a Craigslist ad.
It was BYOM, bring your own milk.
Could you get in with an assembly pass?
Oh, yeah, you could get in with a pass.
I did a show. I went to a show maybe 4 years ago that was actually really neat. It was inside a closet, and there were 3 performers, completely dark. And it was 2 voice actors and 1 person that was like a musician. He'd had a guitar and like other like percussion and stuff. And they would do essentially a improvised text adventure game. So it would be in the dark and they'd be like, okay, you've just woken up in a room. What do you want to do? And you'd be like, turn light on. And then they would just improvise what the story was around you. So you kept saying like, go east.
And you could just say anything?
You could say anything and they would like follow you. It was really neat.
I don't remember hearing about that. That sounds so cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. I don't know. What else is going on, guys?
So, for those of you that don't know also about the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, this is Al speaking. This is Al. If you don't know about Edinburgh Fringe Festival, this is Al.
The great thing is that, like, the episode's up till now, and there's probably going to be episodes. I'm like, we'll put this out relatively soon because it's sort of timely, but, right. like, there will be episodes after this that this conceit is not used.
Yeah.
But it's nice that we're using it so naturally in this episode. Oh,
thank you, Chris. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Ashley. You were about to speak as well.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Well, this is Al again. Edinburgh Fringe Festival takes place, obviously, in Edinburgh, and the city is beautiful. It's so gorgeous and cobblestone streets and the apartments, or flats, as we call them here, overlook the Greyfriars Bobby Cemetery, which is really cool. And what's the... There's a background of some Harry Potter...
some Rowling of the names, stuff. Like McGonagall was a name that's like
in
that...
Tom Riddle Grave.
Tom Riddle's grave.
Some names that she cribbed from some dead people.
Yeah, and we are... we're also doing a Harry Potter-related show. We did a tour. We heard about some of the background. Like the school there was
It was a huge inspiration for Hogwarts.
The Edinburgh Castle has to be an inspiration for sure. For Hogwarts too. You just see it on the hill. It's so amazing.
I also want to mention, because it's we're here in Scotland, we don't have all just LA cast members today.
Yeah.
We've got some Chicago people because, we record it mostly in LA. So, Erica and Nathan, thanks for joining us from Chicago.
Hey, guys. I'm so Erica, and I'm from Chicago.
Oh, yes. Also say where you're from every time you say your name.
I'm Ashley from LA.
And also where you were born.
Opelika, Alabama.
You were born in Alabama? I didn't know.
I was.
I didn't know that either.
And you guys are doing Baby every Saturday. In Chicago, when you go home. I mean, not right now.
You're
not flying home for the Saturday.
Yes. This is an expensive fringe.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, we do Baby every night at Second City in one of their spaces.
Every Saturday night.
Oh, God. Every night. Just show up, ask for the theater, and then go see Baby on the scale.
Because you wait, how long ago was that you moved from Fridays to Saturdays?
Over a year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
2 years.
Almost 2 years ago.
Oh, because it sounds like y'all have been having fun at Second City.
Yeah,
it's been awesome. Yeah, the spaces have been great. We've sold out every show since the first show. It's been a really fun change.
That's amazing.
It's a milk bath show. Audience of one.
One.
This is Al.
I think we should improvise a musical.
Should we?
Since we're here.
That sounds great.
Are we talking about
Jansen? Wichita, Chicago.
Oh, yeah. If you want to do said Nathan Jansen as well.
Oh, great.
Third person. There's a Wichita, Chicago?
I'm from Wichita.
Wichita is my original place of birth. And then.
And I'm from Nashville, Chicago.
Opelika, L.A. Which is what we call Lower Alabama, L.A.
Columbus, Mississippi, Los Angeles. I don't know why that took so long to process. What city were you born in?
Flossmoor, Illinois.
Oh.
And then to Chicago. Yeah. Flossmoor is a ridiculous sounding name of a city, which I never realized till I went to college. And my roommate, who sounded like Fozzie Bear from The Muppets, he was like, "Oh, you're from Flossmoor." That was a good Fozzie Bear impression, by the way. He's like, "Oh, are there a lot of dentists there?" Which was the only joke he ever made all the time.
Are you trying to do Fozzie Bear, the Waka Waka stand-up?
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Because
what's that voice? I don't know. But he.
I thought there was another person in the room. Honestly,
thank you. Yeah.
So we're going to improvise a musical for you. Adrian's amazing. He'll be on piano playing for us. Oh, yeah. Let's also give a shout out to Keith Scott.
Yeah,
recording for us in the room.
Also, Adrian is from New York.
Yep.
So we've
born
got
in
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, Georgia.
We got a lot of Georgia people here.
I know. Yes, I'm a Georgia
too
bulldog.
Many, I say.
Oh, and Jenny Holden is also Georgia.
Yeah.
Good Lord. So let's do a show. We have had the production team here gather some titles, and I believe they have a title for us for today's musical. Is that right? What is the title for today's show? You know Trish, and the title is You've Got No Dignity, Muriel.
Wow. Thanks, Zoe.
Cool. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, Baby Wants Candy is proud to present the opening and, sadly, the closing night of You've Got No Dignity, Muriel, the musical.
Jesus, Muriel, put some pants on.
Come on, Muriel, you're a mess.
Did
Did you see what she did last night?
Oh, everybody saw.
Muriel, clean yourself up. You're disgusting.
What else should we tell her in this letter that we're writing her?
Oh, there's so many things she needs to hear.
You've got to get your life together. You need a job.
You need a fiancé.
It reflects badly on all of us, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah,
she's dragging the whole family down.
Yes, she is. She's dragging this entire family down. We, the most noble family in all of Montgomery, Alabama.
Get yourself together. Baby, make a change. Get yourself together.
It detracts from my cute wrists.
Well, I bought you a cellular phone. Can you not pull that out of your Gucci purse and look at it?
Sure, I could, but it seems like you know what time it is.
I do. It's well past 1 a.m.
So?
I set a curfew in this house for your benefit, all right?
For my benefit, Daddy?
Yes.
If it was for my benefit, then I guess I'd adhere to it. But apparently it's not.
Do you know why we put a cage around a bird? So it doesn't fly away into a tiger's mouth.
There aren't any tigers in Alabama, Daddy. Except at the zoo.
And the occasional LSU visitors.
And the Auburn Tigers.
Also the Auburn Tigers.
Oh, Daddy, I just came home from volunteering at the soup kitchen, and I ran a half marathon as well.
Oh, Hope. Best of all my daughters. Shining star in our family.
Well, I better go study for the medical exam, the MCATs. Oh, hello, Muriel.
Hey, Hope. You look boring, as usual.
Well, if you think achievement and competence is boring, then call me boring.
Bye, boring.
Oh, that didn't work out in my favor.
Hi, Daddy. Daddy, I'm sorry that I'm home late. I was riding my bicycle home, and I had to avoid accidentally hitting a man or his dog. I was tangled up in his leash, and I was hurt, but I saved both.
Oh, you're such a kind and giving soul, Gregoria.
Yes. Yes, I am. I should get to bed now, because I'm donating blood again tomorrow.
Oh, what a gift. Good night, Gregoria.
Oh, Daddy, I forgot to mention, you said there was an important meeting that you were going to have today where you're going to talk about how you're going to divide your estate between the three daughters.
Yes, it's true. I am dying.
Oh,
I'll be gone within the week.
Well, I'll develop a medicine that'll keep you safe and cure whatever illness you have.
Oh, if only it were that simple. I'm afraid there's no helping me.
Daddy, are you serious? You're dying within the week?
Serious as the day is long.
It's long. It's summer.
Yes, extra long right now. Extra serious.
Well, I hope you use your wits and judgment to divide your estate in a proper way and not give any to Muriel.
Because we love you more than Muriel.
Yes.
Here's
That's
a bag
not
of blood.
True.
I've been carrying it around with me, Daddy.
And we're so good, upstanding citizens. We would carry the legacy on in a proper way, not like Muriel.
Daddy, you don't have to leave me your estate, but you gotta know I love you. Just because I'm different than y'all doesn't mean I don't love you.
Different is wrong.
I do things in my own kind of way.
Oh?
I go out all night and I sleep all day.
Jism on her dress.
To bed with you guys.
Beauregard, you've told the girls about your dying.
I had no choice.
Beauregard, now it's just gonna see discord among the family. And Muriel has already succeeded in seeding enough discord. She's seeding her power and seceding from the family and succeeding at seeding.
Yes, she's virtually covered in seed.
Oh, Beauregard, what are we going to do about our girl? When you're gone, there will be no one to lead this family.
Well, she has a week to learn. A week to better herself.
1 week is not enough for a woman like that to get herself together.
I'm afraid it must be. Or she's out of the family forever.
Imagine what her life will be like with no family to lift her up. She'll be out there on the streets. Life will be tough for a girl like Muriel.
Yes, she may become destitute, but hopefully not a prostitute. But if that's what she chooses, then that's fine by me. She just won't be part of this family.
Yo, a girl like Muriel is different than her siblings. She's out there on the street every day, just a troubling and a dribbling, and she doesn't care about with whom she decides to do it. She will spread all around, all over town, all of her various fluids.
Well, I've given her money and she abused it, and if she doesn't prove it, she'll lose it. I just wanted to get some dignity. I just want to leak with Muriel and me.
Yo, I don't want to bust her. I don't want to bust her, but I gotta say that I do not trust her, and she's acting strange, always acting funny, and can we really trust her if we leave her that money? Yo, she's not a part of this family. If she can't keep her legs together and close up her knees, she's gotta start acting right and following the rules of the road, or else she's gonna hit the streets and then you'll
come into the diner mighty late.
Yeah, I know, Tom. Things are bad at home.
No.
Daddy's dying, divvying up his estate. The girls are fighting over it. He doesn't even think I love him anymore.
Well, you obviously do. I mean, you don't show it in other ways, but you obviously love him. I mean, look at you. Look at all the good things about you.
Yeah. I don't think my daddy or mama or sisters can see any of the good about me, Tom. They're not like you.
Well, you know what I see in you? Potential. You're all potential.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when you plant a seed in the ground and it grows.
That's what you see in me?
Yeah.
Something that could grow? Into what?
I'm thinking. I'll get back to you. I know it's something.
If it ain't Muriel, the prettiest girl in town. Hey, how come you ain't going to that dance with me like I asked you?
Look, Chase, I told you. You're not for me, all right? I don't like how you act. I don't like how you are.
Hey, no girls tell me I ain't for them in this town.
Well, I just did, so what are you going to do about that?
I'm gonna win you over. It's inevitable. I just learned that word.
You've seen too many rom-coms. I'm not gonna be won over.
Well,
I told you I'm not into it.
Rom-coms.
I've seen more than enough to tell me that they're bullshit.
Oh, what? You're gonna go out with this nerd right here? Runs a restaurant?
Tom is the smartest, kindest man in this town, Chase.
Oh, yeah?
I'd be lucky if he ever wanted to go out with me.
What? If he's that smart, how come I can order him around like this? Hey, Tom, get me a toast with all butter on it. No bread.
Coming right up.
Because that's his job, dumbass. Something you wouldn't know shit about because your daddy pays for everything you ever did and every bit of trouble you ever get into.
It ain't my fault if my daddy owns the oil company in this town.
Yeah, I can't believe Montgomery, Alabama was swimming in oil.
All this
time. Just beneath the surface. Nobody knew but your daddy.
The whole state of Alabama is now just an oil industry powerhouse.
Well,
here's your toast, Chase. Here's your toast, Chase.
Thank you. Well, it was just a stick of butter. Pow! Oh, pow!
Chase! Don't you dare hit him.
I fucking run this town!
You don't run shit except shit out of your butthole.
That's right. I want you to stop defecating on my Subaru.
Hey, first of all, it's that's because of my Betis medication. What? It gives me the runs.
But you don't have to drop trial and dump right on my Subaru.
I don't have to do, but I gotta take these pills because of my betis.
What?
Diabetes.
The disease is called diabetes, you jackass.
It's betis to me.
Do you save that much time saying betis instead of diabetes?
No, he just thinks it sounds cool. It doesn't. You don't have a cool disease, and no matter what nickname you give it, it ain't gonna be cool.
Diabetes look cool.
Hey, y'all need to settle down in here, okay? I'm trying to run a diner. I don't need this kind of violence and activity in here. Everyone keep it down.
Charlene, it's all Chase. Just make him out of here.
Oh, it could be Chase. Chase a good boy.
No, Mrs. McGinn.
Hey, Chase. How's your betis, baby?
My betis is good. I'm just a sweet, innocent boy. Wink. Wink.
Now, who brought this boy just a stick of butter?
He asked for it. I don't know.
I asked him for a plate of steamed vegetables, and that's what he brought me.
Tom,
the hell you say, Chase?
What? He's lying to me. He's lying to you and to me. He defecated on the hood of my Subaru, and it's eating through my paint job.
No, that was a pigeon.
Chase would never do a thing like that. Chase is rich. Did you not know how rich Chase is?
Well,
now, why would he spend his time shitting on a Subaru?
Rich doesn't make you a good person. It just makes you able to get out of stuff and have nice clothes. Just like me. I'm rich, too. My daddy bought me a cell phone and a Gucci bag.
And that's why we tolerate you, Muriel. I do wish you would get your shit together. But, Tom, you are fired.
Miss Charlene, you can wish in one hand and piss in the other and tell me which one fills up first. I can tell you it's going to be the piss hand. So,
wow.
You go on and do that. I'll never be in this diner again. Come on, Tom. I'll get you a job somewhere.
Get out of here. I don't want your kind.
Where are they going?
And we don't want your kind either, Miss Charlene.
Wow, Muriel. I never saw somebody stand up to Chase like that before.
Well, I ain't scared of shit. I don't know if it's because I'm stupid or smart as hell. But, Tom, I'm not going to let anybody treat you that way. You're the nicest guy I ever met. And you deserve better.
Thanks, Muriel. Thanks. Nobody's ever treated me right. I live in my car.
Yeah, I know. What you see in me, you call potential. But I see it in you, too.
Next to me. Please, Muriel, grab a seat. Yeah, we'll go real far in a car and not our feet. Yeah, I see a seed in you growing really tall. Between you and me, we could have it all.
We'll just hop in your Subaru and drive. Hop in your Subaru and drive.
For the first time ever, I feel so alive.
Mama, does this fork go next to the plate or on the outside?
Oh, Hope, that's a good question. You spell out, here's a way to remember, this is real. You can spell out forks on the table. So F is for a fork, the O is for the plate, the plate, and then R is to the right of the plate. You put a K, which is a knife, and then the S is a spoon, forks.
Oh, that's such a handy mnemonic.
I know, baby. Someone should make a song about it.
Oh. Well, maybe somebody else will.
Hey, Hope. Hey, Mama.
Muriel, you're just getting home at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, you're covered in jism again?
No, I'm not. I'm going upstairs to pack my bags. I'm leaving. But I wanted to tell Daddy bye first.
But I'm just setting the table for our supper.
Well, then I guess you won't have to set a place setting for me. So that'll save you some trouble, Hope.
Daddy, you're never saving anybody any trouble. All you're doing is making trouble in this family.
No, I'm leaving this family. And I think that'll make everything just fine because it's clear that you don't like me or want me here. So I'll be gone. How about that?
Muriel, we would like you if you just acted completely differently than the way you do.
Yes, we just want you to behave in a way that is against your nature.
Well, I can't do that. My nature is a wild animal.
Well, what makes you so special that you don't have to fight your nature like the rest of us do? We're all conforming to the family legacy. You're the only one that thinks you're above it all.
Yeah, just like we set the forks and knives carefully out, you need to be bare prescribed path.
Well, I'm not cutlery, and I can't be set in some fancy way with a mnemonic like forks. That's just not who I am. Now get out of my way and let me tell my dying daddy bye.
Oh, you pushed me.
Ow. Miracle, your fingernails.
You looked at me weird.
Your daddy.
He's up in his bed. He can't come down, Muriel.
Fine, I'll go up to him then, Mama, if you'll get out from in front of the stairs.
Stop pushing me and clawing at me.
Just looking
careful
at me.
Of his my elbow. Eyes. Careful of his elbow. It's swollen.
Daddy, I'm coming up there. I got to tell you something.
You're yelling loud, Mike.
Daddy.
Who is it? Who's there?
Daddy, it's me, Muriel.
Muriel, have you changed your ways? Have you?
No, Daddy, I hadn't. I can't.
Shit.
I'm not like y'all.
That's the problem. You don't act like us all.
I know, and that's why I'm gonna leave, Daddy.
What?
I'm gonna leave this town with a real nice boy, Tom from the diner. You know him.
Oh, yes, I love Tom. He's such a respectful young lad.
Exactly. We're going to hop in his shit-covered...
Watch my elbow.
Sorry, Daddy. We're going to hop in his shit-covered Subaru, and we're going to drive as far as we can go to get out of Montgomery. And we're going to start a new life, and you won't have to worry about me anymore.
I'll always worry about you, Muriel. I love you.
I love you too, Daddy. And I'm sorry that I couldn't be the girl you wanted me to be, but at least you got two others that can.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I do want to say, it's as if this is a fork in the road. You know, because we were talking about cutlery before, and now...
You guys were talking about cutlery before?
I thought you two were going to spoon, actually.
Oh, gross. He's my daddy.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I don't know what you were discussing. Daddy, have you decided how the estate's going to be divided?
Yeah, Daddy. How much longer are you going to live?
This is like another tong on the fork of life.
It's a three-tongued fork in the road.
They're called tines. Yes. And now's not the time for tine talk.
A fork in the road, eh?
A tong and a tine could get along just fine if the tong and the tine would behave all the time.
That reminds me of that old country song, A Tongue and a Tine, and a song that's fine.
Hope you love old country songs.
Oh, I do. You mind if I do a quick little recital right now?
It would bring us pleasure.
This is one of the family traditions that you have rejected.
A true lady entertains.
Oh, a tongue in the tine and the song that's fine. I like to sing my song. And a tongue in the tine and the song that's fine. Right, everybody sing along. I've been working out on the road all day and I go home and you know I like to say that a tongue in the tine and the song that's fine, it's good.
Everybody, a little tongue in the tine and the song.
We all know that song.
That was
so
part
weird.
One. Oh, no, go ahead.
I'm 30 seconds closer to death.
Well, wasn't that 30 seconds well used?
It's beautiful.
Daddy, we sing songs, Daddy, to you because we love you the most.
If it's your time to go ahead, but it's my time to go too. So I'm going to go on.
Go on, then.
Do as you must. But if you have a change of heart before the week is out, please visit me in my bed before you visit me in my grave.
Yeah, Muriel, you still got 6 days to change your ways.
Oh, I got 6 days?
Oh, I thought you said you had a week left, Daddy.
Yeah.
What did you mean when you said you had a week left?
I meant a week. I just, it's hard to tell how quickly time passes in this dark bed.
That swollen elbow.
Oh,
has...
my elbow.
Do you want to hear Tongue in the Tine again?
In Tongue in a Tine.
Let's not. Let's just move on.
All right.
I'm gonna pack my stuff.
All right.
And maybe I'll make it back before you're gone. But if I don't, you can go to the great beyond, knowing your ne'er-do-well daughter loved you real good.
Goodbye.
Muriel, you're crying. What's wrong?
Yeah, well, it was harder to say goodbye to my daddy than I thought. You know, he's dying, Tom.
Oh, it must be hard. Must have been hard to leave your sisters behind, too.
No, not at all.
Okay. Oh, man, you two lovebirds looking for a hotel room?
Oh, how'd you get in my car?
The
back was just rusted through with shit. I climbed right in the trunk and then climbed through.
People don't know feces is very corrosive.
I think it has to do with Chase's diet. He only drinks Red Bulls. He only eats candy.
Delicious. Look, we've only got one room left, so if y'all want a room tonight to stay, y'all gonna have to stay in one room together. You look like a bunch of lovebirds.
But we're not married.
Tom, it's okay. We can stay in the room together. It's not a big deal.
No, actually, it's Alabama. I'm sorry. You'll have to sleep in your car, sir.
Well, I'm used to it.
Well, what if we're common law married?
Oh, that's fine then.
Than we are.
Okay. I didn't know you had the power to do that. But great.
You just say it, really. There's not much to it, you know. I mean, if people really want proof, I guess they could look and we could show that we lived in the same house together, but I don't think she wants that.
Oh, I don't need to say any proof at all. My wife and I are common law married.
You're just driving my car to your hotel now. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, she's right down the road. All right. Like
how'd you get my key?
Why are you so nervous? Have you never stayed in a room with a woman before?
I've almost never stayed in a room, period.
I guess, yeah, it's been a while since you've stayed anywhere than the Subaru.
This car.
It's an expensive car.
It's rusted through. My mama gave birth to me in this car, and then both my mom and my daddy died.
That's what that smell is.
No, it's also
I'm just going to keep driving. I'm going to put some headphones on. Just focus up.
Yeah, I've never been with a woman before.
Oh, Tom.
I don't know what to do.
You don't have to do anything. We don't have to do anything. I mean, we could if you wanna.
I mean, I never wanted to like I wanted to with you, but I just feel like I'd mess it all up.
You can't mess it all up. I mean, you could. could, but you won't. It's okay if you just wanna lay there. We can just be friends. It doesn't have to go anywhere. It doesn't have to be something more. I can just be a nice girl. I don't have to be a whore.
We could just lay here, woman and man, look in each other's eyes, just hold hands. Tell you what, that does sound pretty styling. It would be nice just to look at you. Well, both of us are smiling.
Well, you can just lay there, Mr. Beauregard. Cause this is Chase. I got your disease. I'm gonna cure it really hard. It's just a swollen elbow. As you let me marry Muriel, I'll cure you for sure.
I can just play here. I am Chase's turd, and I can just play here. Nobody say a word. I can just lay here and do what I do. I can just lay here on the back of this Subaru.
Oh, thanks for letting me take care of your husband, Miss Beauregard.
Thank you for coming to visit, Chase. You're a wonderful boy, and I do hope one of my girls will someday become your wife,
well,
Chase.
Well, no, I don't want one of your girls. I want a specific one of your girls.
Oh, Chase, you've got
and
to
And I don't want it someday. I want it now.
Muriel is hopeless, Chase. We've tried everything for years to change that girl. I don't know what to do.
Well, I'll tell you what to do. Get her back here and get her on a marrying podium. Marry me right in front of a marrying man.
Chase, I would do that if you would be willing. I would tie her up and force her to marry you.
Do you grant me license to go out there and tie her up?
Yes, Chase. License is granted.
Well, that's legally binding in the state of Bama.
Literally binding.
All right. I'll see you later, Miss Beauregard, with your daughter in tow. I got Venus.
Muriel, I've never stayed in a hotel room, and I'm sure I've never seen anyone as pretty as you.
Oh, Tom, last night was magical. And nothing even happened, you know? We just, like, laid there sleeping.
Yeah, we just held hands. I had a nocturnal emission, but
I didn't even hardly notice.
Thanks.
Room service.
Room service? Room I guess they just show anything. Up in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
you got a special honeymoon meal for the couple. Wow.
Well, I'll get it.
Okay.
Here, let me put on this t-shirt. Okay.
Yeah,
hello?
You ordered the kidnapping.
Wait, no.
We didn't.
Damn it, Chase, let go of me.
I didn't order that.
God dang it, he was the best rodeoer at the Stetson Hoedown, and now he's got me hogtied.
Oh, no! Come back!
Figure of speech, idiot. I'll see you later.
I'll get
my stick of butter toast later.
Tom, come save back. Me!
Wait, whoa, he took the time to stop and defecate on my car again!
Oh.
Tom, come help. Back!
Tom,
I got you now.
God damn it, Chase.
We're heading back to your house.
Why? Why do you want me this way? What are you doing?
Because you're the one thing in this town I couldn't have. And what Chase wants, Chase gets.
Even if I don't want to be with you? What kind of life's that going to be?
That's irrelevant. Another word I learned. I'm in the I section of the word of the day calendar.
Ugh, that's not a thing. It just is a different word every day. It's not like they pick a letter for
mine's
a section.
Alphabetical.
Well, yours is stupid. God damn it, Chase. Oh, I can't believe you're doing this.
Well, there's no going back. This situation is irreversible.
Oh, my God. There's no going back. The situation is irreversible. I sent Chase to bring her home.
And look, here they come now. They're headed directly for that marrying podium we set up.
Well, we'd better get dressed and get out there. It's our daughter's wedding day.
That damn well better not be a marrying podium.
What
I see
kind of podium think it is? Ain't no TED Talk. Let's get up in there on that platform.
I ain't marrying you. You can't make me say I do.
In the state of Alabama, we have what's called the Napoleonic Code.
No, that's Louisiana, you dipshit.
Close enough.
Muriel, this is for the best. Do what your mama says for once, and let me put a little blusher on and a little lipstick. You look like a mess.
Mama, no!
Yeah.
I was kidnapped!
Get her all dolled up, Miss Beauregard!
Greg, how could you do
this? Hotel clerk, you drive this car and you floor him right now!
Okay, I'll just drive it straight on. You tell me where. I'll just drive.
Right into that wedding procession!
Drop it. Roll right into the wedding procession. I'm gonna stop before I hit anybody.
Whoa, what's that approaching from the distance?
Oh my God! It's Tom Shipmobile.
Oh,
look, don't stop at the goddamn stoplight. Go!
The hood's flying up. It's flying up in my way. I can't see it all.
Get out of the way, everybody.
Quick, say your vows. I'll grab your wrist real hard.
God, you hurt me.
Do you take me for your husband?
Go, baby, go.
I'll never take you for my husband. I don't love you, and I don't want to be with you, and I can't believe my mama and daddy would make this happen.
Slam the brakes on.
Crashed through the windshield.
Oh, Tom.
And landed on Chase so you could escape.
Oh,
I got shit all over me.
All this feces is on my face.
I could just smell
familiar.
I'm a pile of shit. I could just lay here and rest for a little bit.
Muriel, I think I'm seeing things. I'm hearing that little turd say.
Oh, Tom, please. Can't leave me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Muriel, you're the best thing that's ever happened to you. Don't you see?
No, I don't. You're the only one that ever made me see anything like that. The only person that ever made me see any possibility beyond this stupid town and my dumb family.
He's Muriel. Right. He's right, Muriel. It's me, Father Beauregard.
I know, Daddy. I know your voice. I can't believe you're out of bed.
Daddy, your elbow, it's shrunken.
Yes, but not by the medicine that filthy Chase gave me. I spit that to the ground the moment he said he was going to kidnap you. I was healed by the power of your love.
Oh, Daddy, do you mean it?
Yes. I'm sorry I tried to force change upon you. You've proven that you're the strongest of my daughters. And therefore you will inherit everything.
What?
And I give nothing to the weak ones.
What? Oh, Daddy.
Daddy, that's not fair.
I know.
But what about Hope and the other one?
They get nothing. They can do their charity for a scratch.
Did you hear that? We'll have money. Can't you live?
You can give me a great funeral.
Wait, by the way, we're literally poor now. We have zero assets of any kind.
Yes, that's...
I'll give you some money to live on, Hope. I'm not gonna let you die.
Thank you, Mira. I believed in you the whole time. I was always your strongest support.
Oh, my God, shut up. You are such an idiot.
Something special, I just didn't realize it. You are like a seed planted in the ground, and you needed shit to fertilize it. But now you're growing big and strong, everything is clear. Our story wasn't Taming of the Shrew, it was actually King.
Yeah.
heard.
I can't do that. I cannot let you die. You've gotta stay with me now, 'cause you're the reason why.
You got your shit together, literally. You got your shit together, literally.
And also, I never got to take your virginity.
You got your shit together.
You got your shit together, literally.
You've been listening to the Big Buds Candy Podcast. Special Edinburgh Fringe Edition. Classic improv, you guys. Hear them again. It's
Ashley Ward,
Erica Elam,
Elsa Nevios,
Nathan Jansen, and I'm your host, Chris Grace. Special thanks to Keith Scott for engineering this entire thing. And to our musical director, Adrian Pellerin. Yay! The Big Ones Candy Podcast is produced by Big Ones Candy and Invisible Treats. Executive producers Emily DeReeses and Chris Grace. We do shows every Friday in Los Angeles and every Saturday in Chicago. If you're in Scotland for the rest of August through the 27th, we have a show every day at 8 o'clock. Come see Thrones, the musical parody, at 10:30 at the George Square Theater as well. Go to our Facebook and Twitter because we ask for suggestions there. You can suggest our next title. And we'll see you next time when you get your shit together.
Ting at a time.